month. We've been celebrating good books and brilliant authors on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire with a book a day in May. Now, we're not saying that these are the best 31 fiction titles of all time, just a snapshot of what book groups have been reading across the county. And today's book is The Cambridge Curry Club by Samia Balsari. Now, I had a chat with Samia and asked her what it says on her book's flyleaf.
Well, it says, when it seems that nothing can go wrong, everything does. And charmingly witty with wry humour and whirling rhythms, this is a novel to be savoured like a slow-melting bar of chocolate. And I think the word chocolate is great because I think if anything can make someone go out and buy a book, it's chocolate. I think behind that first sentence about when it seems that nothing can go wrong, everything does, I think that really sums up life itself. And if there is a message at all in this book, it's about, well, it's a question really. What does one do when life throws things unexpectedly at you? And is it about taking control? Is it about holding on? Or is it about letting go?
Now, where did this idea come from? Were you going through one of these phases in life where everything just seemed to be collapsing around you?
Actually, no. I had just finished a PhD, and as you know, that can be quite an ivory tower existence. And I wanted to do something completely different, something that I'd never, ever attempted before. And I came across a little flyer asking for volunteers at a charity shop, and there I was.
So that's where the book is based, is it? It's actually in a charity shop in Cambridge.
Yes, yes, indeed. It all started with that charity shop that I'd worked in, and I needed inspiration, and I thought back to the time when I'd worked there.
So your three main characters, the ladies who work in the charity shop, are they based on people you actually met when you were working in the shop?
Well, as you know, characters are based on observation and first-hand experience as well. And yes, there was certainly plenty of opportunity there for me to actually take mental notes. So yes and no. I mean, I don't think you would actually recognise any of those characters as real people, but they are real.
And if you were trying to persuade someone to read this book, what would you say about it to persuade them to pick it off the shelf?
Well, I'd say that it's entertaining and engaging, but it's also thought-provoking. And it's time someone wrote a book about a different sort of Cambridge, a Cambridge that isn't defined by its colleges, a Cambridge that is as authentic as those colleges. And also, I think this book provides a kind of insider stroke outsider view of what it's like to be Asian as well in British society.